The Greater Napanee Youth Services Coalition will be moving to the Napanee train station. With another program currently in the space, moving will begin September 2nd. The coalition will then begin to use the west side of the building as a youth services hub for ages 12 to 29. The program that currently occupies the space is run by the Morningstar Mission, a full-time mission providing food, fellowship, prayer, and other essential services. Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture with the Town of Greater Napanee, Chris Brown, spoke about the cooperation that helped plans come together.
Exciting stuff. We're happy that everyone was able to come together and make it work. And I'm thankful for everyone that assisted me with meeting me on site, going over everything, and just being very receptive to moving from the Morningstar, and also for the Youth Services Coalition. I do remember a quote that day that was, "We got to start somewhere." And I think this is going to be a really good opportunity.
Brown detailed some of the timeline for how the moves have come together.
Back in May, Council received a deputation from the Greater Napanee Youth Services Coalition seeking the town's support for a one-year pilot project to establish a youth wellness hub at 12 Market Square. At the second meeting in May, staff brought back a report just to discuss the building at 12 Market Square and look for council direction. Council was still interested in staff continuing those discussions with the Greater Napanee Youth Services, just regarding potential partnership opportunities and exploring alternative locations for the youth wellness hub. And so council directed staff to provide an update on those discussions at July 22nd meeting, we didn't have enough time. So since then, staff have met with the Greater Napanee Youth Services Coalition at the Napanee train station, specifically on the west side of that building.
Brown spoke about the space in the west side of the train station.
The west side of the train station building is currently occupied by the Morningstar Mission's furniture program. So in order to make the youth services hub work at the train station, staff then reached out to Morningstar Mission and their volunteers to find a suitable location to move that furniture program. The furniture in there from the program currently leasing that space was a little bit in the way, but we were able to do a little bit of a tour to look at the space. They did inform us that they would be interested in going into that space if it was available.
Brown spoke about moving the Morningstar Mission to the Conservation Park Garage.
We figured that the best place to start would be the Conservation Park Garage. So we met the Morningstar Mission staff and volunteers at that site, and we toured. The garage is split into a couple different sides. One side's a little bit smaller, easier to heat, armed, locked cameras, which they were very happy to hear, a little bit closer to the mission itself. And so they said they could make it work. We will be looking to move the furniture that's in the train station west side right now down to the Conservation Park Garage on September 2nd, starting around 9 a.m. And then once that happens, we'll be giving the train station west side a deep clean and then inviting the Youth Services Coalition to come look at the space again as a vacant space and then start to move their stuff in.
Brown detailed the next steps for staff and council.
One thing that we'll want to do is we'll want to make sure that we have facility use agreements drafted and brought back to council for final approval. So the Morningstar Mission would move their furniture program to the Conservation Park Garage, and then the Youth Services Coalition will then start to move programming into the train station west side. We'll get a nice sign. The east side of the train station will say via rail. The west side would have a new sign for this Youth Services Wellness Hub Youth Services Coalition.
Councillor Angela Hicks thanked community partners for their cooperation.
I would like to say thank you to the community partners, the Youth Wellness Hub and Morningstar, for being flexible. And I think I can say for once, everybody's happy.
Mayor Terry Richardson showed his support for the move.
It's kind of nice when a plan comes together and we've got it, you know, we've made two groups happy. So that's good.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.